This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Debate continues over when Christine Blasey Ford will testify about her allegation that U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Meantime, the Senate's top Republican says Kavanaugh will get the job. AP Sagar Magani has that story.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell drew long cheers from evangelical activists when he said Kavanaugh will be confirmed in the very near future.
Don't get rattled by all of this. We're going to plow right through it.
But Kavanaugh's path to the court has been upended by the allegation and the disputes over having him and Ford testify next week. Democratic Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says McConnell and other Republicans flubbed badly in initially giving Ford a take-it-or-leave-it Monday hearing and says they'll now have to do it on her terms.
They can't have a Supreme Court nomination proceed under this cloud. They've got to hear from her now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senator Charles Grassley is giving Ford time to consider whether to proceed with the testimony. China has canceled trade talks with the United States following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. A former U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew spoke to Chinese and American scholars about China-U.S. trade issues.
In my view, the Trump administration tariffs are likely to make matters worse. Constructive engagement remains the best course, working together where we agree and narrowing our differences where we do not.
The U.S. trade war has been going on for months. The four-year-old results of a survey about sexual abuse on U.S. military installations around the world have finally been released, and those findings show sexual abuse across the military. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has come out swinging against so-called bad people in the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI and suggested more firings are on the way. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Look at what's going on.
On the same day, the news breaks that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly made a comment last year about secretly taping President Trump. And maybe he brought up the 25th Amendment about a president's ability to hold office. President Trump, on a campaign stop, decried the Washington swamp and slammed some in the Justice Department.
Some real bad ones. You've seen what's happened at the FBI. They're all gone. They're all gone.
Without naming any names.
There's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkey is signaling its readiness to use force against radical groups in the Syrian Idlib enclave as part of a deal struck with Moscow. Critics of the Idlib deal insist Moscow has trapped Ankara into committing itself to eradicate radical groups, which carries a risk of conflict with jihadis. Former U.S. President Barack Obama urged voters in the state of Pennsylvania to get out and vote in November, telling a crowd in Philadelphia they cannot afford to stay on the sidelines. At a rally for two leading Democrats running for re-election, Governor Tom Wolf and Senator Bob Casey, President Obama said the only way to control the abuse of power is to vote.
The Republicans in Congress right now, they're no check on the White House. They're bending over backwards to shield folks from scrutiny and accountability.
In the November 6th elections, Democrats are trying to oust Republicans in four U.S. House districts and more than a dozen state legislative seats in the Philadelphia area alone. Mr. Obama's trip is the latest in a string of appearances before the election. President Trump returns to the United States on Monday for the annual gathering of world leaders after an international debut last year in which he threatened to totally destroy North Korea. Many are anxious about what message he may bring this year to the UN General Assembly. The United States happens to hold the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council this month and is using the opportunity for President Trump to chair a meeting Wednesday on nonproliferation. Observers say we can expect him to talk a lot about Iran. Brazilian police have arrested a Lebanese man whom the United States suspects is one of the major financial backers of Hezbollah. That's the Lebanese militant group. The U.S. has described Assad Ahmad Barakat as a global terrorist. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.